I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. My guest today is novelist, lawyer, and all-around great guy, Michael Nava. And he's going to talk about his latest book called The City of Palaces. This guy has written 9 novels. And if that is not extraordinary in itself, he has written 9 novels as he was a full-time lawyer, which he still is. And he spends all his days writing amicus briefs, you know, a brilliant man. And Nancy Lechuga is going to share a poem by John Ashbery. Stick around. It's going to be a great show. And one of the things that I was struck with when I was reading Michael's novel called City of Palaces, it's set in Mexico City before the revolution, but it made me think about cities. It made me think about Mexico City. I tend to travel a lot, and what I love to do is I love to enter into cities. And I've done this in Mexico City many, many times. I'll just go into the city. I remember the first time I had never been to Mexico City in my life. I was very awed and intimidated by how big it was. I remember flying over the city, and it just went on for miles and miles and miles and miles, just these buildings and just sprawling urban area. And when the plane landed, I thought, well, what am I going to do now? I didn't have any hotel reservations. I just knew I was going to be there for about a month. And so I just got my suitcase and I took a bus to the Zona Rosa and I just started walking around and then I found a hotel. And I do this a lot. I did this with Havana, Cuba. First time I went to Havana, I had no idea where I was going to stay. I just kind of went there. First time I went to Marseille, France. First time I went to Warsaw. And I mean, I'm getting a little older now, so I tend to make reservations at a hotel for the first couple of nights at least. But one of the things I love doing when I enter into a new city is feeling the energy of a city. And we all know that every city has its own kind of energy. And we are either repelled by the energy or we feel comfortable there. That's why we can walk into New York City, for example, and feel immediately we feel comfortable there. Or it's opposite. Los Angeles, I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles. Not everybody likes the energy of Los Angeles. But if you do like it, you can maneuver around that city. And this is going to sound a little strange, but I know this to be true. At least it is for me. If you go into a city and you feel the energy and you can, in a sense, submit yourself to that energy, you can kind of walk and go where the city leads you, and it reveals itself in amazing ways. I don't like to go into the city with a list of things to do, like I want to see this, I want to see that. Rather, I like to go and just kind of like follow the city, you know, turn here, turn there, and the city reveals itself in amazing ways. I remember the first time I was walking through Paris, I saw probably all those landmarks that one should see when they're in Paris, but I discovered them instead of took a cab to get to them or had them on my itinerary. I'd be walking down this little narrow street lined with buildings from the 1600s. And then suddenly there's this incredible, beautiful building that I'm just so awed by it. And I think, my God, what is that? And it ends up being Notre Dame or something like that, right? And I love cities. I think cities are great. I think El Paso has some good energy. Los Angeles, I love Paris, I love Buenos Aires, one of the most magical cities in the world for me. When I got there, immediately I felt I was at home, and I started walking. I remember the first time I arrived there, it was at 2 a.m., and I just got out of my hotel and just started walking until the sun came up, and it was incredible. So that's what his novel evoked for me. It evoked cities and the energy that we have from them. Looking forward to talking to Michael Nava, brilliant lawyer, brilliant novelist. Stick around, and we'll be right back.